This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, December 20, 2008. The heavens speak. The scripture is Matthew 2, verse 2. We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. I like living on the eastern side of Lake Michigan because I can see the sun set over the lake. I can almost hear the orange, pink, magenta, and purple heavens proclaim glory to God. Long ago, there were star watchers from the east who heard the heavens speak as well. The message they heard was specific. A king had been born in the west, a king over the Jews. These men did not know God. They had not read Psalm 19. But somehow they heard the skies proclaim this miraculous work of God's hands. What is even more wonderful is that they responded to what they heard. In fact, they put to shame people like us who have God's messages in Scripture but often find ways to blunt or minimize God's call on our lives. Not the wise men. They heard the message about a king, packed up their camels, and traveled many miles to Jerusalem to worship him. As the caravan entered the city, they brought news of this king to Herod and to the very people who had heard promises of Messiah for centuries. Why did none of them accompany the wise men to Bethlehem? King Herod probably thought he had more important things to do. But what about the religious leaders who should have heard God's call and the report of the Magi? If you had been there, would you have listened? Would you pray with me? God, give us ears to hear and hearts that respond to the message that even the heavens declared to all people, our King has been born. Let us worship him. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.